Welcome, everybody, to episode 109 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Kroll, and I've got my friends Gene.
Oh, hi.
Lonnie.
Top of the morning.
Jeff.
Hey, everybody.
And Jody.
Good morning, friends.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And we would hope that all of you have already given us 5-star reviews. But if you haven't, please go over to your podcatcher and give us a 5-star review. Make sure you write some really good words for us, too. We like that. Our egos like when you tell us how awesome we are. Again, if you have any complaints, you can send those direct message to Jeff, and because they're probably about him anyway. So, go out and give us those 5-star reviews and then join our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks. And in there, we can have some fun discussions and share pictures of trips, all kind of Disney related fun discussions in the duck community going on over there. All right. So like we do every week, we are going to ask a question to get to know each other a little better and let our listeners kind of see the other side of our lives that's non-Disney related. So today what we're going to ask is, what is your morning beverage of choice and your favorite food to eat in the morning to kind of fuel up for the day? Jody, let's go with you first.
Okay. So my favorite morning beverage is just a boring cup of coffee. I don't need any fanciness. There's fancy coffee people in my house that require machines and frothing and syrups and all that stuff. Not me. I'm just a pot of coffee.
Is this the other adult in your house, or have your kids gotten into it?
The adult and the teenager both like fancy drinks. I'm like just a pot of coffee girl. So coffee for me. And my go-to breakfast, it changes all the time. I think the thing that I probably eat most frequently would be avocado toast with a hard-boiled egg with a little
spinach. I nailed that one. I saw that one coming.
A little bit of spinach. Jeff, like, we have spinach in the house. So,
like, that was a tough one to guess.
Right.
Right.
Come on. I would have thought her beverage was some kind of green smoothie, though.
Yeah. Just juice.
Nothing but vegetables.
That's texture. Juice, yeah. That's got texture in it. I can't do it. I can't drink a beverage that's got clumps or stuff in it. Ugh.
That's why you need a
blender.
Don't like it.
All right. Okay. So Jody with the non-surprising avocado toast. I think, we probably could have guessed. Jeff actually did guess. But Jeff, what's your favorite?
I am torn on this one, so I'm going to cheat and pull a John a little bit. My favorite breakfast drink would be orange juice. That kind of goes with most breakfast items. So, but it's got to be a pulp-free. Like Jody, if I'm drinking something, it's got to be drunk, not chewed. And I don't like heavy pulped orange juice. So pulp-free orange juice for me.
Golly, you're extra.
No, I'm with you. I like the pulp-free orange juice too. I just don't like, there's something about those little floaty things in there.
Right.
It's gagging me just talking about it.
Yeah.
And then for my breakfast food, I'm torn between blueberry pancakes and biscuits and gravy. And either of them with a side of bacon. I mean, bacon's always a breakfast item that goes with everything. So either one of those could be a top notch.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Mm. I do love both those.
Yeah. Yeah, biscuits and gravy, man. It's just, they go together so perfectly.
Right. And it's so easy to make, and you can just whip it up in like 10-15 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Lonnie, what's your favorite?
Yeah, man. So for me, I usually just do a little protein shake or something in the morning. Pretty easy, right? If I decide to actually eat something for breakfast, like literally eat, I make these, the Starbucks or egg bites. Mm-hmm. So I make those, and you can actually, I just make some
from scratch
in the refrigerator. Oh yeah, I got a recipe off of Pinterest or something like that. I don't remember, but everybody has this knockoffs of them. So I just make that and put a side of bacon with it, and I call it a wrap, because you got to have bacon, because I say bacon is the candy of meats.
That's true. And those little egg bite things, my daughter makes them in like a muffin tin, and they turn out amazing. And then, we just put them in the fridge for a couple days or freeze them or whatever.
Yeah, muffin tin. That's all you need.
Man. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. All right. Gene, what do you got? What's your favorite breakfast food and morning beverage?
Morning beverage is coffee.
I prefer coffee, like, a cup of coffee from home, brewed some community coffee and instant cream. I mean, creamer, powdered creamer, not, I don't like half and half, or I'll do it if I have to if I'm somewhere
Powdered.
else. Powdered creamer and Splenda. If I'm on the road, I like going to like local coffee shops and maybe splurging and getting a mocha, but if I'm home, it's just regular coffee.
You're so basic, especially with the powdered creamer.
Yeah, that
I
came out
don't,
of the blue. I would not have
well, I
expected
mean,
that.
I don't know why. It just tastes better to me, and it just food, it just depends. If I'm at Disney, it's gonna be blueberry pancakes, blueberry bacon pancakes. If it's like this morning, I had instant bananas and cream oatmeal with an actual banana in it. And sometimes I'll make avocado toast if I've happened to get avocados, and I cut up tomatoes on it and drizzle it with a little olive oil and put some maybe everything bagel, spice on it, and
See,
that's
that's
nice.
fancy. Mine's not that fancy.
See, no, I'm with Gene on that. I like that, and
I'm
then I
serious.
also, yeah.
I might think I'm joking, but I mean, I'm
No.
serious. But my real favorite, my absolute real favorite, is biscuits and gravy or pancakes. I mean, that's what I really, really love. But the occasional avocado toast, not bad.
You named a lot of breakfast foods there. That's
I was channeling my inner John.
Yeah, tonight playing the role of John Crawl, we have Gene Ellwanger.
You did a good job,
I mean,
Gene.
literally, he named the whole
Thanks.
buffet. I mean, so I don't even know what his answer is. He literally named the buffet.
But there's something to be said about putting
I
a
didn't
lot
even
of
mention
seasoning
chicken and
in.
waffles.
Oh,
I do like chicken and waffles.
yeah.
I actually wrote down, I thought you were going to say chicken and waffles, Lonnie, because I know it's one of those things that if it's on the menu, you're generally going to get
You're
it.
right about that. I am. But I
That's
don't make
okay.
it for
I
a
know
festive.
you.
I'm going
I know
somewhere,
you.
but then I don't make it from home, though.
No, I understand.
But yeah,
That's
if we're
more
in
of
a
a breakfast
restaurant,
or dinner
yeah.
kind of thing.
Oh, I get it all the time. And breakfast, if you got good chicken and waffles, and I see it on the menu and I ask the person and they say, oh, that's good, serve it up.
I mean, chicken waffles are, I mean, they're a ubiquitous dish. You can eat them anytime, anywhere.
Ooh.
That's an SAT
Like,
level word there,
yep.
Gene.
Ding, ding. Okay.
What about you, John?
Gene,
Carl, what you eating?
well, I, you mentioned the avocado toast. I like it with the everything bagel seasoning, but I like it even more with Slap Yo Mama, the Cajun like spices on that. It's so good. Okay, but here, so my favorite, it depends where I'm at. Like, okay, so if I'm at home, my favorite morning beverage is coffee, and I like a little bit of non-dairy vanilla creamer in it. Just enough to kind of take away a little bit of that bitterness, but not to make it, overpowering with flavor. Because I do like the flavor of coffee. If I'm out somewhere, okay, so if I'm on a golf course, we're going a different direction, right? Mornings that I'm starting on a golf course, I really like a Bloody Mary to kick off the day, or a John Daly, which is like an Arnold Palmer, like iced tea and lemonade, but with vodka thrown in. So that's my golf course morning beverage. And if we're at Disney, I want Pog juice. Like, so, that's the beverage side of it. As far as food, I love Eggs Benedict. That's why I like Steakhouse 71 so much. They have an amazing gluten-free one. It's so good. That's probably my all-time favorite breakfast food. And I need to learn how to make it at home because there's not many places that have it around me where I can eat it. So that's my favorite is the Eggs Benedict.
Do you want to know where they make an amazing Eggs Benedict? Lonnie G,
Where?
you should know the answer to this.
There are so many different places, but you know what? I'm gonna say, are you referring to the one in Disneyland?
No, I'm referring to the
No.
one that floats on a ship.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's automatic.
Disney Cruise Line? They have
Oh,
Eggs Benedict?
well, you
on
have to go to a certain restaurant. At Palo, you have to. They don't have it on,
Paolo.
because
Okay.
you go to Palo, which you have to have. And Jody will tell you all about that because she's a Palo expert. She could tell you how to secure that reservation. But if you go there is no better breakfast. Second better than that would probably be at Disneyland because I really enjoyed that breakfast. I don't know why. Maybe it was the company because I was around some great people. But that
Oh, at
breakfast at Disneyland,
Storytellers?
oh yeah, that was a fantastic breakfast.
I agree because
Yeah.
it had thick
I
bacon, and
oh.
I hate thin bacon. Thin bacon's just don't bother.
Oh,
If I
I
can lift
love
it up
thin
and
bacon. What's the
screw it,
point?
I like thin, chewy bacon. I don't know. I'm weird about that. But the other thing I like.
Does thin bacon make you thin?
Oh, no. No, it's got. It's probably even got a higher fat to meat ratio.
Makes you mad. That's all.
Not when you have to stack six slices of it to get one real piece. I mean, that just defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Now I want a BLT so bad. have you guys ever had one of those? They're so good. Mm-hmm. Oh man, gosh. But no, the other food I like. I really like pancakes and waffles a lot. But I'm very particular about the syrup. I don't like anything. Like corn syrup based, I have to have like real maple syrup, and it's just it's one of my favorite flavors in the world.
Yeah, so. Maple syrup.
Here's something really cute. I know we're going off on a complete tangent. We're not talking about anything Disney at the moment, but my daughter's boyfriend, they have a backyard full of maple trees, and they tap them, and they make homemade maple syrup, and they named the tree the Lindsay tree, and they made syrup from the Lindsay tree, and we have a little bottle of Lindsay tree syrup. Isn't that cute?
Whoa, this is getting serious now. Huh?
Is that the sweetest tree in the grove? Is that why it's the Lindsay tree?
I would call it a little spicy, not sweet, but you know, she's a teenager.
It's
so
the angry, it's the angry teenager tree. I have one of those too.
Did you ever figure out if he wears a kilt or not?
Depends on which way the sun is shining, if it's sweet or spicy, you know?
I mean, does he wear a kilt? We didn't
figure out. He has to be Scottish.
Does he have a kilt?
I have not asked him if he has a kilt yet. No.
What clan is he from? Did you ask him that? Yeah.
Not
so we don't know anything about
this. We have nothing about
basically a stranger.
Yeah, nothing.
All right, so wow, I don't even know how to get this train back on track. But you know, so we're talking about our favorite breakfast foods and morning beverages. But let's talk about our mornings at Disney. You know, we all I think go to Disney quite often, and we probably have different styles of how we plan to attack the day and that type of thing. So. What are some of the things you like to do in the morning, Jody? Because I think this was one of your ideas, and I think it's a really interesting one.
Well, this came up because mornings are, I find, to be a little hectic when you're at Disney World. There's a lot to do in a short period of time. And maybe it's because I'm the mom. I feel like a lot of it falls on me. Like, I have to figure all this stuff out. But the idea of sleeping in on a Disney vacation and just relaxing and taking your time is completely foreign to me. And maybe that's some of how our friends enjoy their mornings at Disney World. I don't know. That's not how we do it. But trying to figure out the formula of waking up and making sure that you have purchased Genie Plus if you want to do that, and how you're going to secure your virtual queue and yet book your food, because that opens at 7 a.m., but then the parks open at 7:30 a.m., but you have to be on the bus at 6:45 a.m. Like, it's all this gigantic puzzle piece, and I just find it really interesting how people tackle it. So, again, I have an upcoming trip, and so this is on my mind right now. Like, how are we all going to figure this out? In particular, because some of our park hours, because it's going to be really crowded, got moved up earlier. And so this happened to us before, where one time the park hours got moved up earlier and the resort restaurant wasn't even open yet, like the carryout restaurant at the resort. So I don't know. I just find it really interesting. Like, how do you spend your mornings at Walt Disney World? Because I think it's kind of complicated. I don't know. Maybe it's just we overcomplicate it in our family. I don't know. I mean,
so let me ask this for everybody. Jody, what time do you like to wake up in the morning at Disney? What's your ideal time to be up in the morning?
I'm probably up about 5:30 or 6 at the latest.
Jeff, what
if
about
I'm
you?
Going for a run earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm probably 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Lonnie?
You know, John, good question. So, and I'm going to say this because as I prepared, I found myself kind of asking these questions because there are three different Disney trips for me. So there's a solo trip, right? Because I go to Disney by myself. There is a family trip and there's a run Disney trip. And each of them are different, how I prepare, how I get ready in the morning, everything. So very good question you ask. And I think it just varies. I'm an earlier person when it's a solo trip. When I'm with my family, I'm still going to be up early, but I'm not going to get up and get everybody else to go to the park because they like to sleep in. And if it's a run Disney trip, you know, you're up early and you're just going to go all day. You're not going to go back and go to sleep. So it just depends on who I'm with.
Early is an understatement. I mean, when I last run Disney race I did, I was up at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So usually so that's
you didn't even go to sleep. Yeah, you didn't even go to sleep. You might just well, you just stayed up.
10 years earlier, I would have just been coming home.
Kind of funny you said that, Lonnie, because Tim and I were just looking, you know, we're going to Wine and Dine race weekend, and we're actually going down there on Halloween night. So we're assuming there's going to be a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And we're like, well, do we buy tickets to that, just not sleep, and then go to the 5K and then sleep that day, like during the day? So,
definitely. It's a 5K.
That's a really good idea.
You can do that.
Well, especially with the costumes that we're talking about possibly doing. But anyway, okay, John, you were asking people questions. I didn't mean to interrupt. Please continue asking. Gene,
what time is your favorite time to get up at Disney? What's the ideal time for you?
My favorite time? I'm rolling out of bed, probably about the crack of 8:30, something like that, cool. I guess. I don't know that I've ever rope dropped anything. I don't even know what that means. Y'all talk about rope drop. I don't know what a rope drop is. When I'm with my family, it's not 8:30. That's a joke, but they are late sleepers. I mean, we are not the family that had the kids that were waking us up at 6:30 in the morning. Like, we have to get our kids out of bed on Christmas morning. We have to get our kids out of bed a lot of times.
Wow.
Run Disney, obviously, you know, race weekends, things like that. I'm up at the crack of 1:30, or don't go to bed when we have late flights or whatever the case may be. But I want to get out early. It just doesn't ever happen like I like to, you know. It's not really 8:30, but it's, you know, it's, we're not waiting in line to get in a park for that. That's for sure. You know?
Yeah.
Are you disappointed in me?
No, a little bit, but not too much. It's so funny to me how different people can be. Cause like everybody else, when they're saying 5:30, 6:00, I'm like, I'm probably around there too. I much prefer to get out of bed early than late. Like if I'm out of bed at Disney by 6:00 and I can enjoy 10 minutes with my coffee by myself out on the deck or the patio or whatever balcony, then that's ideal for me. It gives me that time to kind of reset and get ready and just mentally arrange everything in my head. Mm-hmm. What do you guys like to do for breakfast? Like, what do you, is anybody a room eating room person? Oh, so Jody, how do you plan for that? What do you guys do for breakfasts in the morning then?
So we either get, like, we stop off at Publix and grab some food to eat in the room, or we grab the quick service and bring it back in the room. We very rarely eat at the quick service location. And we very rarely eat maybe once every other trip, we'll go to a sit down breakfast, but not very often. Okay. It's really, quite frankly, Lamin that I have to keep fed. Everybody else can kind of go with, you know, a bite or two of something and they're fine. But that kid, I gotta feed him or else he turns into a monster.
Okay. That's fair. I do too. Landon, I feel you, buddy. Jeff, you said you guys like to eat in the room as well, right?
Riley doesn't typically eat much of a breakfast. So we don't usually do the sit down meals or anything for breakfast. I'll usually grab something on the way through the quick service, but we'll pick her up, like cookies. Usually we stop at Gideon's on day one and that's breakfast for the rest of the week. So we'll have that, or she'll pick up like a dessert or a brownie or something, just something fun and sugary, and would make Jody cringe if she was there with us. And then we'll just sit straight to the parks, but she's not a big breakfast fan.
There are no rules and for breakfast on vacation. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Huh. Okay. So Lonnie and Gene, then you guys do not like to eat in the room then, right?
I mean, for race weekend, you know, I'm grabbing something, you know, I've stolen something. Not stolen. I bought something the night before.
You liberated it. Right. You didn't steal it.
Just prepared something for the night before. With my family, the last few times we've gone on family trips have all been cheer stuff, right? And so, like, when I talk about sleeping in late, typically we're the only thing we have. We don't have time to go to a park usually before some kind of a practice or something. A lot of times, it just depends on the day. But my daughter absolutely loves Mickey waffles, and she wants Mickey waffles every day, every time, you know, every opportunity she can get them. So we're usually doing that, and we're usually staying at, you know, at a, what do we call it? Value Value Resort.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're staying at a Value Resort. So we're, you know, we're at the commissary, whatever you call it, getting Mickey waffles and, you know.
I don't think you call it a commissary. I think you're not the commissary. I think you might have to,
I think I might have Disney World and a different institution maybe mixed up.
Yes, you do.
I'm not sure.
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you
do. All right. Lonnie, so what do you like to do in the mornings for breakfast?
You know, like I said, solo trip, I'm grabbing some in the park. And I usually just do get some from the Starbucks once I get in, muffin or something like that. None too big. If I'm with my family, a lot of times we just grab something like from the food court, depending on what resort we're in. You know, you get the big breakfast with the sausage and bacon and eggs and Mickey waffles. Jody got me hooked on this bacon and cheese and egg sandwich over at Pop, but they're starting to put those every other places, right? So when I'm by myself, I'm not getting breakfast. Time is money, right? I'm hitting the parks hard. But with family, we kind of take our time and you know, I'm still stacking stuff, right, on lightning lanes and things of that nature. But for the most part, we're going to grab something there before we go to the park.
Interesting.
John, what about you? You've got 5 kids. So how do you handle this?
There's so many kids. So Katie used to love sit down breakfasts. That was like her thing when we went to Disney. She wanted to do like a big sit down breakfast every day. So we would do that, which adds stress to it too, right? Because then you're like trying to get the kids up even earlier and get out. But now, like, I mean, now that we have to get a 2-bedroom unit because of the number of people that I have, I like getting stuff like at Publix or, you know, Amazon Prime delivery, Whole Foods, stuff like that delivered, and just doing cereal or like some type of fruit, that type of stuff. Just something quick in the room, because when we're all getting ready, you know, it's hard to get them all ready and out the door. So luckily I can, you know, doing it this way, I can give one a bowl of cereal, get the other one ready, then switch, that kind of thing, because it's just, there's too many of them. And then they're going to fight about where we go for breakfast, and it's just going to be a whole thing. Yeah. So I would say that, or, you know, like somebody mentioned, going to the food court, getting food and bringing it back. Like if, you know, my older daughter, Kara, can watch the other ones and start getting them ready, I can run to the food court, pick up a bunch of like Mickey waffles and that kind of stuff and bring it back. And that's fun too. Though, you know, much more expensive than making your own, but still that's a good option though. I like that. Cause then you get the bonus of not having to cook anything or make anything, along with the convenience of, all right, I'm sorry, the time, you know, taking off those time restraints of having to go sit in a restaurant for 20, 40 minutes, whatever it is.
And especially, John, if you're getting real early, and let's just say you're in a DVC room and you have a kitchen, right? You're in a 1-bedroom.
Yeah.
You can kind of, you know, order some stuff from Publix source, you know, or get it delivered. Then we got Blue Dolphin. I've ordered stuff from Amazon, all those different places, and fill up the refrigerator. And then sometimes, you know, we wake up and like everybody's on their own. They got a little bit of everything. Make your thing, you know, and let's go.
Yeah. And it's nice too with having the DVC 1 and 2 bedrooms. They have the kitchen. So you have a fridge, you have a stove. There's a lot of like utensils and plates and bowls and stuff too that you can use. So it works out really well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I baked some cookies in there before, right? I came back from the park. You know, I had ordered some cookies, throw those in there, because you know how much one cookie is in the park, right? But look,
$77.
Have as many as you want. I got another. I ordered 3 different bags of cookies. Just put some in the oven. Yes.
Are they as good as the cookies at the Harbor Cafe or whatever it was called across from Haunted Mansion?
Oh no! Not at all.
Those were some darn good cookies. Warm cookies.
I'm so happy Jeff introduced me to those cookies. Now
it wasn't I'm just Jeff. Can't it was have Ben.
That wasn't me. Ben.
Oh, it was Ben?
I will gladly take credit, but it was not me.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff wasn't even there.
Jeff, who are you? You know what? Now that you think about you, I was in Cookie Bliss. I didn't even realize who it was. But Jeff, so I'm sorry. Ben, thank you for introducing me to it. Jeff, I don't even know who you are.
Jeff, I can't believe you haven't picked on Lonnie yet, because last week when you were like, so what type of thing is this? Is this a morning? Is this an afternoon? Is this a family trip? And Lonnie keeps answering. He's like, well, for a family trip, I do it this way. For a Run Disney trip, I do it this way. You know, Lonnie's getting away with doing what you did last time, and you're not saying anything about it.
I know how it felt, Jody, to be ridiculed like that. So I'm not willing to take somebody else down that path. There's many tears shed after the show, Jody.
I'm just trying to give everybody some helpful tips. and let, you know, it, and it's just they're different trips, right?
No, that's
because I'm gonna tell you, and there's a four trip, and Jody knows this, and that's a Disney cruise trip because I sleep in as long as I can on there because food is always available. So that's why I get the most rest on a Disney cruise. Seriously, it's the craziest thing. I nap outside on deck. It's the craziest thing. So yeah. I'm trying to get John to go on that Disney cruise. That's what
I would love to. I really, really would. I'm going to see how this cruise I'm doing this summer that's half the cost turns out. And if we really like it, then I might do a Disney cruise.
If you hit the Powerball and Mega Million, you might be able to do it. You'll still be close.
Maybe if I get both. What's that? $1.9 billion for your after taxes and the lump sum it'll payout, be $500 million? It's going to be tight. I don't know if I can afford it.
I don't know about that. But, you know, you might be able to get 1 3-day cruise, maybe. Yeah, don't go for a 7. I mean,
you know, and I could just leave the younger kids at home because they're not going to remember it. So they're not, right.
It's like with a cat, just leave plenty of food out for them.
It's cheaper to get a full time nanny and just live in there and you go on the cruise.
They won't even notice there's just some nanny here. They're like, oh, you're the person giving me food looks different. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Crosby just staring at him like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. So, do you guys have any weird? So when does everybody shower? I guess. Because you get kind of stinky at a Disney park.
You're getting
right?
kind of personal here, John.
I am. I'm going. This interview is going deep tonight. And talking about showering. But no, like you get. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I sweat from the time I wake up until the time I wake up the next day in Florida. So for me, it's like I have to shower at night after going to the parks and stuff. And plus it saves that time in the morning. So I like, sometimes I even have the kids shower at night and dress in whatever clothes they're wearing to the park the next day, just so we don't have that stress in the morning.
That is efficiency.
Yeah.
I haven't brushed your teeth at night too.
I have never heard anything in the morning. I've never heard
anybody do that?
To put on your clothes you're going to wear the next morning, sleep in them?
We do it when we're traveling all the time. Like when we're going to the airport and stuff. Is that, you guys don't, are you making fun of me?
So no, I'm just, I mean, but look, our situations are different. You got 5 kids. I mean, I understand why you do it. Me, I'll probably tell my kid there to look at me like I've got 2 heads or something.
So Nate Bergazzi says that one of the ways to trick yourself into when you like are traveling and like he's a comedian, he's on the road all the time and there's times he doesn't get much sleep. So he'll sleep in his clothes and it feels like and you wake up and it's like a nap. It's not like you've actually gotten in your taking your clothes off, you know, gotten in your bed clothes, your pajamas or whatever. And so that's, you know, he talks about that on his podcast. But so your kids might just think it's a nap, you know?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Nate Bergazzi.
And what is he?
Comedian.
He was making a joke, Gene. He didn't really mean that.
It was in the context of really meaning it. But hey, you know more than me. Okay, whatever.
Thank you for admitting that. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Lonnie doesn't really know how to relate to the common people. Anymore.
It's like when you're hanging out with that couple and they keep fighting and it's uncomfortable for everyone. But you just kind of.
But they love each other and they know that they'll always still make up.
Right. Yeah.
I can see the similarities. I'm sorry. Back to the show. So bats and stuff like that. Jody, would you like to get us back on track?
Sure. Showering. Let's talk about showering.
Yeah.
I am normally in my everyday regular life, I shower in the morning because I work out in the morning. So work out, shower, get ready for work, on with your day. Disney is totally different. It's I'm gonna answer the question like a Jeff or a Lonnie and give a 3-part answer depending on what type of trip it is. If it's a run Disney race, clearly you need to shower after you've run because that's just gross. Unless you're like us, when we all went where we ran the 5K, we went to breakfast all sweaty and disgusting because that's special. But most of the time you like to shower after a race. So run Disney, I would not want to play the water bills for the hotel during a run Disney race because I think I shower like 3 or 4 times. But I agree with you, John. At a regular family Walt Disney World trip, I tend to shower in the evening, which I don't do at home because I'm just gross. Like, I just want all the park yuckiness off of me and all the other human nastiness that I've touched all day. And like, ugh, I just don't want it anywhere near me. And that's why I love staying in a one bedroom or two bedroom DVC, because there's the laundry right there too. So I can throw all that nasty clothes in the laundry and all the germs go away. I don't like it. I don't like it touching me. So, but yeah, that's, I don't shower very often in the mornings on a Disney World trip, a family trip. Let me preference that. So what about you, Jeff?
I am typically in a morning person as well, but on the Disney trips, I am multiple times a day, it seems. I still got to do the morning because it kind of wakes me up and gets me going, which is part of the reason why I'm up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. It doesn't take me long to get ready and out the door, but the shower helps me to get woke up and moving and running. But like you guys, I can't go to bed after being sweaty in the parks all day like that. It just, that's nasty. I can't do it. And there's times where we'll be at the parks for the afternoon and maybe hit the pool or something, or go back to get cleaned up for dinner, and I'll take one in the afternoon too. So it's not uncommon for 2 to 3 showers a day down there just to wash off the sweat and the crud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the pools are good for that too. A nice little midday jump in the pool and clean all those chemicals, take care of everything.
Mm-hmm. The pool needs washed off too, John.
No. Mm-hmm.
Fish is bad for the pool.
No, yeah. No. Let's go to the little kids, but still, it's fine. There's they got enough chlorine in there. I'm good. And that's how sometimes in the summer my kids will go a couple days without showering because we go to the pool twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Yeah. No, I know.
No, I know why doves cry.
All right, Lonnie G, what do you do? Answer your series.
I'm like Jeff, right? It's multiple showers. Definitely when I come back from the park, you have to, right? And then, you know, sometimes during the day, it gets so hot there in Florida that, you know, you come back and I'm like, hey, you know, you'll come back in to take a break from the parks before you go back out at night. I'll take another shower. Right, just kind of try to cool off and stuff and clean up before I get into bed. So, and take a nap. So, yeah, I'm like Jeff, just depends on the circumstances, but it's going to be a lot of showers. And not pool, not pool showers.
Hey, man, you know, like it's the most efficient way to rinse off those children.
I mean, look, I don't judge.
And sometimes you got to cut corners in life just to get by. We're at that stage. Oh boy. All right. So after
Mean Gene's answer.
Oh, Gene.
I don't shower. I mean, so no. I am a night shower. I can't go to bed dirty. I gotta be clean. And so especially at Disney, you know. But then I'll take another shower. It doesn't matter. I mean, take 3, 4, whatever. It's not my water.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. And they always have hot water too. You don't run out like you do at my house.
They do because we don't at my house.
Right. By the time it gets around to me.
We have a water system here, so we never run out of hot water.
I need to talk to you about this offline.
Sure.
Because, yeah.
No, life changing.
Mine's 13 years old and it's starting to not heat water well. So I was looking at those. But anyway, we don't really need to talk about that with the listeners. I do like having hot water though. It's a major benefit of staying on property at Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, other places probably have it too, but
I've never run out of hot water in Marriott, but you know, I don't think
that's good. Well, now we know if
I have in one hotel one time and I let them know about it.
We had it happen at the Poly.
Really? At the Poly?
Yeah. They were doing construction.
All the water lines.
What?
Weren't they digging up water lines and stuff that it's like a major issue.
Our whole building was out of hot water and Kara had a migraine. And one of the few things that works for her is like a hot steamy shower. Mm-hmm. And it like almost every time at least makes it better, if not like completely better. So I was like freaking out and I called the front desk and they were actually super nice about it. They found a room in the other building that had hot water that they let us just go in and shower. And then they said, just let them know when we're out and they'll send in like, housekeeping to clean up and stuff and like, you know, just get the bathroom re-cleaned and all that kind of thing. So it was really cool of them. And then they didn't even tell us they were going to do this. They put like $150 credit on our room tab or whatever. So it was awesome. They handled it really well. Like they I mean, I wasn't like yelling at anybody, but I was, you could tell I was like a frustrated dad just trying to like help his kid. And so I'm like, ah, there's no hot water. I don't know what. And yeah, so it was pretty cool.
And that's the Disney difference. And you probably got that because you didn't scream at him and do all that. You're just being, you know, just sympathetic to your daughter. That's
yeah. All. And I was just like, is there anything you guys can do? Is there like, can I go to the pool? Whatever. And they're like, well, that's not working either. So yeah, it was.
It's like, sir, have you heard of cold plunging? Because that's what we're doing for you guys. We're giving you the health benefits, the focus, the tenacity, everything of cold plunging. And they gave you a podcast to listen to. He said, now get in the shower.
They're just looking out for our health, right? I mean, that's amazing.
That's it, man. That's it.
Oh man. But yeah, so okay. So I wanted to ask too, I know a couple of us like to eat in the room, but what is your favorite sit down restaurant for breakfast at Disney?
Gene's got an answer.
Ale Compass.
Because of the blue, what are they? So what is it? Blueberry bacon pancakes?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Lonnie, what about you? What's your favorite sit-down restaurant?
It's hard to... Jean stole mine. Ale and Commons is fantastic. Thanks to Jody. She introduced us to that.
Yep, for sure. No, that wasn't me.
Who was that?
That was me. I'll take... You don't give me credit for cookies, but you take away my Ale and Compass? Come on. You're killing
me. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Jeff, I'm sorry, Jeff. You're right, because I didn't know Jody then. When she, in fact, yeah.
We didn't know us either.
Yeah, but we did. But you invited us. Did you invite us, or did we invite ourselves?
Which one? It's a mixture of both.
We invite ourselves.
Yeah, I think Gene was like, "Man, I need some breakfast," and you just mentioned something about it, and Gene was like, "We're going with Jeff."
What time?
So I'm glad you didn't say, "Well, we didn't really count on you guys." So there you go. So I'm gonna go with Steakhouse 71. I do like their breakfasts as well.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I mean, Ale and Compass, hanging out with you guys. The shrimp and grits there, great. But I'm just going to go Steakhouse 71 just to give somebody a different perspective.
Lonnie, that place is really good for breakfast. That's the place I was talking about earlier that had the Eggs Benedict that I love. And man, just every meal. I've had two meals there, and they've both been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good choice.
And can I do a crawl?
Yeah.
In the park, Garden Grill, if you're going to be in Epcot. Great for breakfast.
And they have the cool characters too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty
cool. So they changed out their bread there. And it makes me very sad.
It's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Jeff, what about you?
I'm a big fan of Ale and Compass, obviously. You get a nice entree. Then you can also add the buffet for not much more price. And it's got like biscuits and gravy and fruit and different things to it. It's well worth the addition for the price involved, but it's way too much food. But like Lonnie, if I'm going to the parks, going for a cinnamon roll and not the big Gaston's loaf of bread one, I'm going over to the Animal Kingdom and getting the actual cinnamon roll.
Where in Animal Kingdom? Is that at the Starbucks?
No, it's over by Zuri Sweet Shop. Like if you're walking to the, Animal Expedition. It's on the left-hand side. It's kind of like back in a little nook that you'll miss it if you walk past it. So
good to know.
Not a cranny, but a nook.
It is a nook.
I need to know that for Saturday.
So it's a nook without a cranny?
Without a cranny. We are not English muffins here. It's a cinnamon roll.
I didn't know you could have a nook without
a cranny.
Yeah, the cranny on the other side to balance things.
Thomas's cannot, but everything else can.
Wow. The more you know.
Wow. My whole perspective on like physics and stuff just changed.
Right?
Yeah. Man, I don't know where we go from here, but Jody, I hope you can share a fun restaurant that you like.
Did you say sit down?
Yeah.
Or any place?
I was thinking like the sit down or table service restaurants.
I like Tusker House. I like to go for a late breakfast when they turn over to the lunch. So then I can have the more interesting foods for lunch too. And plus it's a character meal, a more affordable one. My daughter's was always at the Poly. With Lilo and Stitch. Ohana. Last time we were there, it was not very good at all. And so we're not doing it, but interesting that you said Steakhouse 71, Lonnie, because on our Magic Kingdom Day on Tuesday, because the hours are 7:30 a.m. at Magic Kingdom that morning, we're actually going to leave the park and have like a brunch at Steakhouse 71 at 10:45 in the morning. So of course I have to feed Landon first at like 6:30 in the morning. And then his second breakfast will be at 10:45 in the morning, like a heartier at breakfast. But I'm really excited to try it because I have heard that they have all you care to enjoy mimosas. So that will be an addition that I will be looking forward to. So I'm excited to try Steakhouse 71, but I agree. You also said Garden Grill, and that's always been a home run for us. I love Garden Grill. So I just gave 20 answers. I played a John rule.
Yeah, you named every sit-down restaurant at Disney.
But my favorite breakfast that's not a sit-down is Captain Cook's Tonga Toast.
Captain Cook's is really good.
It is really good.
It is good for every meal. It is. It is.
Man. Oh, yeah. So what are the what is it called at Kona?
Tonga Toast?
Tonga Toast. Yes. The Tonga Toast.
I just said Tonga Toast.
You did? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she just got trying to look at.
She just got it from a different place, though. That's all. Okay. It's the same kitchen. It all rules up.
Yeah,
the same
kitchen. But that's what I was going to tell people is if you can't get a reservation at Kona or you don't want to, you can get the Tonga Toast at Captain Cook's. Save yourself money because it's the exact same thing, but it's like $5 cheaper. Yeah. You save, you know, the time, the everything. It's great.
Yeah, and then you get the pulled pork nachos from there, which are phenomenal as well. Just wait till later. Grab those. Can't go wrong with those.
Or the Thai meatballs.
Oh, the Thai meatballs are awesome too.
I'm getting hungry. Okay. You know, when Jody first started talking about that, she started talking about, you know, she likes a late breakfast, like when it's turning into lunch. And I was wondering, you know, she ended up mentioning it, but I was going to say to you, John, I was going to say it's a shame we don't have a term for, like, you know, second breakfast or something that's kind of between breakfast and lunch. But then, you know, Jody gave a term. So that's something I was thinking about, you know how I ponder things sometimes.
No, you should invent that term and maybe even you could.
Well, I was thinking we needed one, but then Jody came up, you know, she mentioned
she invented it. Okay. Yeah. Good. I'm glad you said Tusker House, because that one is one of my favorites too. I love the interaction with the safari characters. I think it's just really cool and unique. And then the food is amazing. And they have a little bit more adventurous stuff. And then they have like plain stuff too for kids who aren't as adventurous. But it's just the food there has always been really, really good. I don't have to use that one. And Lonnie luckily said Steakhouse 71. I think I'm going to have two different ones. One of them is for just like the experience. I think every person should do this one once, is Cinderella's Royal Table. It's very expensive for what it is, but the experience of getting into the park early, going into the castle to have breakfast and seeing the princesses and just the overall ambience of that place, it's amazing. And it's such a fun experience for breakfast. So that's one that I think is more of an experience that you have to do. But I really like 1900 Park Fair. Like, they have really good food. They've got the strawberry soup, even, you know, in the morning too. It's just, I really like it. I like being at the Grand Floridian. So I think that's my favorite, but it's going to change by the day, I think, for me too, because I like food.
I'm excited to see a review after that opens, the new change of menu and the new characters, what people think of it.
Yeah. So. What are the new characters? Is it not? It's not Alice in Wonderland.
In my opinion, they're a downgrade, but that's just my opinion. No stepsisters anymore. No Alice. It's a random hodgepodge. Like, it's Genie, but not. Or wait, it's Aladdin, but not Jasmine. It's one of the maybe it's Tiana, but not Naveen. Like, it's a random. Mix. Yeah.
They got rid of every that's sad. I really liked the breakfast because the Mad Hatter was such a fun interactive character, you know, and just like the stepsisters at dinner. And you don't see the Mad Hatter anywhere.
Well, it's a different Tiana though. It's not Tiana in her dress, it's Tiana in her it's another outfit she has on there, saying that's different that you won't see her in the park.
Is it the frog outfit?
Is she the frog? No, not Not, it's not the frog outfit. It's right. that would actually be cool if you had it, right? But it's like the adventure, Tiana adventure one with the hat and
just like Dora.
Yeah, Dora without the backpack. Yeah. Without the backpack. Hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
it's gonna be like Naveen, no swiping.
like Lara Croft.
Exactly. You know what? Similar to Lara Croft, but a little bit longer pants.
Okay.
Because Laura had on very short.
Right.
Pantalones shortles. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, shortles. That's exactly how you say it.
That's yeah. Huh. Wow. Is there any other like rituals you have in the mornings at Disney or?
I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, staying at a on property, you would get early entry to the parks mm-hmm. a half an hour earlier than people who stay off property. So mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Do you all take advantage of that? Yes or no? Typically.
Yes.
Solo, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Run Disney, yes too, right? Run Disney trip and solo trip.
Jeff, we know you do because you go commando. So you go sun up to sundown. So of course we expect you to go first thing in the morning. Right. What about Eugene? Do you take advantage of that extra half an hour?
I mean, I totally knew that there was an extra half an hour, but no, I don't take advantage of it.
He's talking about bed till 8:30. I have half my day in by the time he gets up.
Yeah.
So then my question is, so let's just play this scenario out. I want to hear all your answers. So our first park day is Saturday, and we're going to Animal Kingdom that day. Early park entry is at 7:30 a.m. Okay. What time would you get in line to get on the bus? Because it's Animal Kingdom, so you have to take a bus. There's no other transportation available. What time would you get in line to get on the bus to head to Animal Kingdom to be there for a 7:30 a.m. early park entry?
6:30.
I was going to say about because that as well.
They're going to let you in earlier than 7:30 anyway.
Yeah.
So 8:30 or 9.
And you want to be on that first bus.
You want to be on that first one. Get on that 6:30 bus. Yep. Get there. You'll probably get in around 7:15, sometimes 7:10 to let you in.
Yeah.
You'll be able to ride Avatar.
And Everest Boat.
And Everest Boat before, you know, the crowd gets there, right? Because everybody's going to go. So get there and go straight to Flight of Passage. That's what I would do.
So is your rule of thumb always an hour before a park entrance?
Depends on where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I typically do.
Well, I'm just going to go through my park day. So you said hour early for Animal Kingdom. I'm completely using you guys to help me plan.
But wait, did anybody else when Jody was reading that think this is exactly what my elementary school kids' math is like? They're like, give you all these different facts.
If two buses leave at going to
all right, sorry, Jody. Trains are going different directions at different times, right. What speed and what time. And okay, and what color was the conductor wearing? Because that's important. What color overalls? Yes.
Where are you staying again?
Grand
Flow. Oh, Grand Flow.
Okay.
Oh,
another reason why you don't have to get. I don't get Genie Plus for Animal Kingdom, right? So you knock out that you're saving. So you want to ride Avatar? You want to do that? I know you said you you could ride Everest. You knock that out, then you can go back over there and probably get on Navi River. I know you like that one. So yeah, you can probably do all that before 9:30 and then get a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, and then go find that nook and cranny.
Mm-hmm. No, just a nook. Just a nook.
Yeah, there is no cranny. We've established that. But then you also would have to go and get like one of the tempting tigresses over at the lounge outside mm-hmm. of Avatar.
Nomad Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Nomad Lounge. I don't know why that escaped my mind for a minute, but yeah.
Although I keep hearing there's a really good Bloody Mary back by where they do Festival of the Lion King. Ben,
he's
telling me about this, that there's a
you should do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you're coming out of Avatar or Pandora, just stop right there at Nomad, mm-hmm. get yourself a beverage, maybe some churros.
They don't open until 11 though.
Well,
I'm done with Animal Kingdom by 11.
Literally, because you know, by 11 it starts to feel like the surface of the sun, right? You knock all that out and you'll be golden.
Okay, Gene, you had no answer. What time were you getting on the bus?
I mean, I said it, 8:30 or 9.
8:30. Okay.
And do dinosaur for me, Jody. Please. I know they say they may change it up, revamp it. Gene doesn't like dinosaur. Still one of my favorite rides.
We got evac'd from it last time, so that was kind of fun. Okay, so next day is Epcot. Early entry hours are at 8:30. We are not on the Skyliner this time. We're at the front of the park. So on a bus. Well, no, probably monorail. I'm lying. On a monorail.
Yeah.
So what time would you leave the resort for that one?
What's your goal for the morning?
I don't know if I would rope drop, honestly, Epcot. And the reason why is because I know you're going to get a boarding queue for Guardians, right? You're going to do that.
That's cool. Yeah.
You're pretty successful at doing that. So really, literally, I mean, the best thing about Epcot to me is walking, around the world, going to the South American Pavilion. That doesn't really start kicking off a little later, right? Especially with the Flower and Garden going on. So I don't know if I would rope drop it.
Unless you need to ride Ratatouille right away, I wouldn't either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Ratatouille, I think, is hard when you're coming from the front of the park. It's easier when you're coming from the Skyliner Resort. Right. And you can just hop on right there. So no one's going to give me a time. What time you would leave for the monorail?
I'll probably leave just at 9. I don't have to go early to it. I mean, 9:30 depends on what queue you get, right, for Guardians. Because if it's a later queue, I would just kind of, it depends all at 7 o'clock when you try to get your queue to me.
You can go later and it doesn't really matter for Guardians.
You're right. You're right. They usually kind of let you in anyways. Good point, Jeff. So I'll probably use that as kind of like a relaxing morning one kind of, right? And then do a gene.
Yep.
And then go in
there. I don't know. I would try to get there as early as possible just because I love Epcot. And then you can do all the Future World stuff, be done with that by the time World Showcase opens. And then, you're good. So now, I would still try to get there.
Now, the one good thing is, though, they do have the Frozen ride usually is open in the morning. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's another one that gets kind of full really early.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So
my boys hate that one. So it'd be good if Lindsay and I could go get that one done while they're doing something fun. Yeah. Okay. Hollywood Studios, 8 a.m. early entry. That park to me gets crazy.
Genie Plus. Yeah. I'm always Genie Plus at Hollywood Studios. Always.
And this is a bus only scenario. So
The problem with those, the buses to the studios never seem to go very well. So I'm probably going to Uber to one of the other resorts and either walk. Like I find it's easier to get into the Swan and Dolphin than some of the other ones. A lot of times the Ubers don't let the drop offs to the other resorts. So I'm going to Uber to the Swan and Dolphin and walk myself over. You said what time is it open?
Early entry is 8 a.m.
8 a.m. So I'm there by 7:15. So I'm on an Uber probably at 6:45.
But Jeff, why are you Ubering to another park? I mean, to another resort to get on? Why not just Uber to Hollywood Studios?
Because they don't always let you in. If you get there too early, they back the cars up and they don't let you get into park right away. So there's been a lot of times when we drove ourselves to the park where we've had to make that loop over and over and over to wait to get in and park. Whereas if I go to Swan and Dolphin, I can control when I get there and I can be there as early as I want.
That's smart. I didn't know. I never had that problem. But then again, I don't do the rental car there. So yeah, Swan and Dolphin, that's a good point. And walk over there.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good tip.
Mm-hmm. That's a hot Jeff take.
Yeah,
right? It is.
That's why you listen to Disney with the Ducks, though, right? Right. To get these tips that you can only get here.
Gene, what about you? Yeah. I mean, this is this has a lot of things you love. It's got a milkshake you can share in this park. It's got Galaxy's Edge. I mean, what time are you getting Hollywood Studios?
If I have my choice, as early as possible. This is one, that I'm going to make more of an effort. But again, sometimes I'm limited by the people that I'm, in the past I've been limited by the people I was with. So that's typically the way it's been. It's been cheer trips or run Disney, and so you got those dang races you got to run,
And you're with Lonnie. I mean, Jesus. Yeah.
He slows you down. Yeah, he does. But, it's the cross I have to bear,
Everybody has their cross to bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm yours.
All right, I'm going to one last one. So Magic Kingdom. Does anyone know if the walkway is open yet?
I do not know.
They closed it?
It was, but...
So wait, it was because it was open last time I was there. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
It's been closed for a while. I don't know if it reopened or not.
Let me Google that. I'm going to go to Google Machine.
Hmm.
Okay, well...
I love that walkway, though.
I wouldn't boat that. I would monorail and not boat it if the walkway is not open.
You would monorail and not boat?
Correct.
I would monorail too.
Monorail goes, that's the next stop?
That way, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I would go anyway just because that's a long walk. That's not a small walk. I know you like to walk and you walk pretty fast, but that's not a short walk.
You know, I'm as short as I am, my little legs can go pretty fast on a walk.
Yeah, it's pushing a mile, isn't it? Like
it's close. Yeah, it's close. It's a very long
walk. We used to do it from Poly and I loved it. I mean, you could take a little break at Grand Floridian, fill up your refillable mug or whatever and keep going on. But it for me, the whole thing with that is, yeah, it's longer, but with 27 kids and folding up strollers. Well, I guess on the monorail, you don't fold it up, but you know, just trying to get on the monorail with a giant stroller and it's better for everyone in the greater Disney World area if I just walk.
Yeah. But you're getting on the monorail first though. That's a good thing too, right? Cause it kind of ends over there. So you're at the Grand Floor, you're getting on there first. That's so, true. You know, that's another good thing. I would monorail it. I just don't want to walk that much. Cause you're going to walk so much in the park. I'm just lazy. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised you didn't say, hey, did you guys work out in the morning? No, I don't work out when I go to Disney at all.
See, if I do, it's at night.
I'm not even doing that.
Yeah. Cause I don't want to waste park time and stuff working out. Mm-mm. So if I do, it's like 11 o'clock at night after the kids go to bed and everything.
That's commitment, man. That's why you have that stellar Adonis body because you know, that's what it is. You know,
no, you don't get a dad bod by not dadding it, you know.
Exactly.
I worked for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's several layers of fat on top of a very small layer of muscle.
That's not fat.
But that layer of muscle was very tough to get.
No, that's not fat. You know, look at the kingpin, right? But he said you think it's fat, but it's all muscle. And that's a Disney reference. There you go. So we tying it back in. So yes. Yeah, Jody, when I look at your notes, do not work out at Disney.
All right, good to know.
As I'm curling up some food or drink.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Any other questions, Jody?
Nope, that was it. I was just curious how you guys handle that.
Anybody else have any other things they want to talk about that they do in the morning?
Oh, one more question. Oh. As it relates to 7 a.m., when you were trying, but this only applies to Epcot and Magic Kingdom, what do you go for first? Do you go for your virtual queue first or do you go for a Genie Plus booking first?
Virtual queue.
Oh.
Every time.
Really?
Every time.
Virtual. I haven't used Genie Plus. I've only used Genie Plus once, so I'm not very familiar with it.
Yeah. That virtual queue on a ride will close so fast. And especially if you're trying to get Tron or something like that. And then, you know, boom. And you don't have to wait till 1 o'clock to see if you're going to get it, right? So I would go with that first.
What about the paid ones? Do those sell out really quick?
Sometimes.
You know, did you see this weekend Genie Plus hit an all-time high? It was $39 a day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem is like with six of me, you know, me and my kids, that's $240 extra. That's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, every day.
Is. Oh, it is. It is.
But going by myself or like for a race weekend,
yeah.
Much less.
Give Mickey his money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those were all my questions.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Jody, how long will you be at Disney for this trip in July?
We leave Friday and we return Friday.
Nice. We're going to hear all about it.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me. You driving or flying?
Oh, we don't drive.
No. You don't drive? Wow. You're so much closer, though, to Disney. You're like not far at all.
What?
Oh, what is it, like 14 hours maybe? That's not bad.
That's 14 hours too long. That little pilot from Delta, he will get right behind that wheel and then we'll go up there. I will take a nice little nap and I will wake up and I will be there and life will be grand. Huh. And I don't have to sit in a car 2.5 hours to a soccer match almost made me insane. I do not like road trips. Well, you were not on that episode. We discussed this in the past.
I love road trips.
Jody, day one. What you doing? You're not going to the park day one, right? Are you going to?
No, we're flying in on a later flight. We're going to dinner at Toledo that night.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal. Yep. Is there a Disney Springs day in your?
There is Easter Sunday.
Where are you eating?
Brunch at Wine Bar George.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That is a very good brunch. I had that here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. The burrata and I are friends. And then that evening we're doing
burrata for lunch. Interesting choice.
We're doing the top of the world lounge.
Villains something?
Is that villains there, top of the world lounge event that evening. So I'm looking forward to that. With Cheryl and her son. So that will be fun.
Nice. Yeah. I can't wait to hear all about it. We need a detailed trip report when you come back.
Yeah, some interesting stuff. And then we're doing one day at Vero. So that will be interesting too.
Oh, that'll be cool. I'm really interested to hear about that.
Yes, my children don't know about that. And one is going to be happy and one is not.
Oh, well, which one's not?
Lindsay.
Why? To get home to the Scottish fella?
No, she'd rather be at the parks and she doesn't like the beach. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. But,
you know, got to try something new. So
yeah,
it's just Monday. You can do anything for a day.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
it's true.
Anyway, so thank you for your input on your mornings. That I'm always curious how everybody handles it, because it's interesting how you tackle a Disney morning, because they are not relaxing. But unlike Cruise Line, Lonnie, I agree with you. Disney Cruise Line, sleep in.
There is nothing better than that boat lightly rocking you to sleep, and it's knowing you can wake up, take a shower, relax, and just grab something to eat and drink anywhere you want. It's just different.
Or get your free room service and have it arrive at your door.
Or get it at room service. The only reason why I don't get the room service is because if you tell them drop it off at 8:59, it's there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just sleep in. So, you know, I'm the kind of person, I don't want to wake up and be like, oh man, my breakfast been out there. Or be like, they woke me up when it knocked to put it there. So, you know, I'm easy.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that was a fun discussion. I think it is cool to see how different families attack it and that kind of thing. Because, it's a completely different experience if you have little kids versus older kids and different challenges, because teenagers never want to get out of bed either, right? Or at least mine don't. So it's always fun. But with that, let's go on to our favorite segment of the show, which is quacking up with the ducks. So, Lonnie, can you try to make us quack up?
Probably not, but I'm going to try my best. So, speaking of breakfast, what does a tightrope walker have in the mornings for breakfast? They have a balanced breakfast.
Of course they do.
Oh, geez.
We may be on the same website, because that was going to be mine, Lonnie.
This happens a lot. I think we're all just Googling dad jokes. Jeff?
You got to give Jeff some time. I think I took
all right, let's go. Jody, what do you got?
All right. So why did the morning coffee never talk to the herbal drinks?
Why?
Because they really weren't his cup of tea.
Oh.
Oh, man.
So funny.
Fair. Okay. Gene, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I was watching this nature show, and nature shows have changed a lot. They had moles, and you know, it just reminded me, because we're talking about mornings, and so these moles, the daddy mole, pops out of the hole, and he says, "I smell pancakes." And the mama mole, she pops up. It's all on a nature show I'm watching. Can you believe it? The mama mole pops her head out. "I smell pancakes too." And right at that moment, the baby mole pops up right between them. And he said, "Funny, I smell molasses."
Oh, I get it now. That took me way too long. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. Jeff, what do you got?
What is the cat's favorite cereal?
I don't know.
Mice Krispies.
Oh, boy.
If you scroll down just a little bit from your joke, Lonnie, you'll find that one coming up soon.
Let me see.
Why shouldn't you tell secrets in a cornfield?
Because it's too many ears.
Yeah, it's too many ears.
20 ears?
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you gave us a review before you listen to the jokes, so that we keep that 5-star rating. But yeah, if you haven't, please go out now and give us a 5-star review, and then come join our Facebook page, Disney with the Ducks. And yeah, the only other thing I have to say tonight is Quaharini.
As we're going to do to this delightful episode filled with comedic prowess and linguistic virtuosity, we feel compelled to offer a parting gift, a veritable cornucopia of cautionary words to accompany your post-listening experience. Please be advised that the contents of this podcast have been scientifically proven to induce uncontrollable snorts, tear-induced laughter, and a sudden urge to share comedic gems with unsuspecting friends and family. Side effects may also include temporary bouts of euphoria, elevated serotonin levels, and an inexplicable desire to join the nearest comedy club. We hereby absolve ourselves of any responsibility for the aforementioned side effects, including, but not limited to, laughter-induced abs, elevated happiness levels, and a newfound appreciation for puns of astronomical proportions. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, but abdominal workouts from excessive laughter are not covered by your insurance plan. As we bid farewell, proceed with mirthful caution and a firm grip on your funny bone. Until next time on Disney with the Ducks, may your days be filled with laughter and your podcast be free from serious disclaimers.
Good night, everybody.
Hi, friends.
Bye, everyone.
That was amazing.
That was.